Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are back from our 2-week vacation on the No Bad Days podcast. Nice break, boys. Hey, we needed a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks is pretty standard for any company to give their employees. So 2 weeks is well-deserved.
A little bit of a hiatus for the boys, eh?
Yeah, we weren't planning on a vacation, but I think what was happening was we were getting a little stale on this podcast. So now we're 2 weeks off, fresh off vacay, and now we can really pump it up.
Yeah, bring a little more enthusiasm in our voices and our topics. Yeah,
exactly.
Still saying
exactly what we want to do,
John. Where are you right now? You're at home in Great Hamilton?
I'm in Greater Hamilton, Ontario. Yep. I think all the boys are home right now except for Marty, right?
Marty, where are you zooming in from?
I am zooming in from Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh.
Home visiting, visiting the old GF here, yeah.
Oh, boy. How's the apartment?
Peter Griffin.
The apartment's sick. Got a good view of the city up here and went for a little gondola ride yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. Fun.
Nice.
We had the guy was singing at the back of the boat some Italian songs.
Actually?
Yeah. He was singing Santa Lucia.
Was he paddling for you guys, or did you guys have to bring out the oars yourself and get going?
No, he was paddling.
How did it work? Like, do they have just like little ravines that go through the city kind of thing, or is it like out in the bay or what?
No, it was like a little ravine through the whole city.
Oh, that's kind of sick.
And we just showed up for our appointment, hopped in the boat. You like bring your own wine and food.
Yeah.
And then hop in and he takes care of you. Under every bridge, he like sings a quick 30-second song. So the vocals hit different.
Was it awkward like at first with like kind of like in an Uber when you first get in? Or was it like
really? Not too bad. No, I wouldn't say it was too bad.
No, he knows his role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool. He was young. He was like a student or something.
What's Providence known for?
That's a good question.
I don't really know. I think it's just part of like, it's just like a New England city.
Yeah.
It's pretty big, right?
Yeah, it's decent size. And I'm going to New Hampshire tomorrow.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Up to the lake.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So. Little extended vacation, but
you're living the East Coast lifestyle right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was lucky enough to catch up with you in Boston there for the afternoon once you flew in.
Yeah, you surprised me. Yeah, I was very surprised because I was asking Natalie the whole day before I left. I was like, so is Tower going to wait around? She's like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, damn, okay. And then when she picked me up, she's like, let's go for lunch at this spot. I was like, okay, sure. And then when we got close to Tabor, kind of, she like peeled, we were walking on the road. So it was like a boutique setups on the road or whatever.
Yeah.
And she just peeled off to the sidewalk. And I was like, the hell? And then I just saw Tabor and Jenna. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You probably thought you were hallucinating though, running off of 2 hours of sleep the night before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. He looked really just beat. and he had his, it was like 30 degrees and he had his airport pants on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's going to be so tired. And then we had a nice brunch and we walked around the city for a bit. Saw some historical markers, went to Sam Adams Boston Lager, what is that, a brewery?
Yeah.
And then we hit the old dusty trail. We parted ways.
A couple more beers, eh, Marty?
Just one more.
You just couldn't escape it.
No.
It was damn good, though. It was damn good.
That Saturday night, it wasn't like a classic end off to our usual trips. Like we spent the whole day at Disney there. And like, by the time we got back, like just waters, dinner and bed.
Yeah. I want to, that's what we're going to get into now is the Orlando trip. I couldn't make it with the boys, but man, it looked like you guys had a good 4 or 5 days there. It looked like, not like the average hockey guys trip where there's not a huge itinerary that you need to follow, but like you guys had a lot of stuff that you were able to do while you were there in the short time. So take me through it. What did you guys flew in what, like Friday, Thursday? Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday. All right.
I'll
yeah.
I'll take you through my travel day through hell first quick.
Oh yeah. That's right. Go for
there's
it.
Usually always one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I had a 7 a.m. flight that I was supposed to leave Wednesday that got canceled at midnight that the day before I was supposed to leave. So I called Air Canada. I was on the phone for an hour and a half. Blah, blah, blah. They booked me on a flight for 12:30 that same day, luckily. So I drive an hour and a half to Thunder Bay to catch my flight. Gets delayed for half hour. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll go to the airport. Get close to the airport, delayed an hour.
Uh-oh.
And then it just keeps on getting delayed till 4:30. So I finally catch that flight and it's a 2 hour flight to Toronto. And my Toronto connection to Orlando is at 6:30.
Yeah, so you're pushing it.
I'm pushing it. So I land in Toronto at 6:25. I check my phone and it says my Toronto to Orlando connection was delayed 15 minutes.
Oh.
So I get off, I tell the flight attendant, I'm like, I need to get off first and just start running. So I ran through Pearson with a hoodie and sweats on. And I got to security and I was literally sweating through my sweater, had sweat dripping out of my hat, like disgusting. I was wearing my glasses. I couldn't even see out of them. I was like, I got 8 minutes to get to my flight. What can you do for me? And so she helped me get through security a little quicker. I skipped pretty much the whole line and I ended up making my flight somehow, some way.
Did you have to go through customs in Toronto or did you do that? You did?
Yeah, in Toronto. So I went through customs there too. You had to do
that too, yeah.
Yeah, it was so tight.
Was it a big line or was it like, okay?
No, it was a pretty big line.
But you just dipped right through it?
Yeah, I just went right to the security guard walking around. I was like, can you please get me through this line? Like I have 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, come here. And she just like did a quick search of my bags and stuff. And obviously I was fine.
Right.
And she put me through.
So then you got to Orlando like at the same time you were supposed to be, or were you delayed from your original arrival time?
I was still delayed another hour from when I landed, but when I got to Toronto and I was scanning my boarding pass to get on my flight to Orlando from Toronto.
Yeah.
The lady's like, didn't work. And so I scanned it again. She's like, didn't work again. Let me check something. She's like, it doesn't say you're on this flight.
Oh.
I was like, what? And she's like, were you supposed to make this flight? And I was like, not technically, no. And she's like, did you get booked on another flight? And I did. Like, I saw the text that Air Canada put me on another flight. She's like, let me check if there's still some seats. Oh. And I was like, okay. And she's like, yep, there's two left. And I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
Or else Paula Pace is coming to pick me up from the airport.
And then you still had to make it all the way to the gate.
Yeah. It was a crazy day.
So once you got there, though, Johnny, what time did you get there at?
Oh, no, I was going to say my mom was probably hoping you would miss her flight, so she would have to cook you dinner.
Yeah.
But Marty was supposed to be on my flight out of Toronto at 1:20.
Yeah,
20 flight. I got to Orlando around 4 o'clock. Then just I was easy breezy, no problem.
That's good.
No, like even customs, I got grilled a little bit at customs, but it wasn't bad. Like I was literally in that line for 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
And like standard enough grilled. They're like, are you enrolled in school? I'm like, yeah, because like technically I'm right now.
Yeah.
And they're like, when does classes start? And I'm like, and I hesitated because like I didn't look. And then they're like, oh, that must mean like you're not enrolled. You hesitated. I'm like, oh no, that's not what that means, but that's okay.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, thanks.
Can I go through now, please?
Yeah, you plead with them.
But yeah, nope. It was oh man, just I don't know. I felt Marty's pain though, because that's a tough day.
Well, did you you had a direct flight though, Johnny? Right, that's always nice when you get one plane to where you're going.
Yeah, and Marty was supposed to be sitting beside me on the plane, and the guy and I said that to the guy next to me, and he's like, "Tell your buddy thank you because this guy was from Orlando.
Yeah,
he was in Toronto on business, and he's like, tell him thank you because I would have been stuck in Toronto for one more day because my company couldn't find a flight for me.
Oh, so he was on standby.
Yeah.
Oh, so he loved you. Did he buy your beer?
Marty, you helped someone out there.
Yeah, I guess that's good karma then. That is my way by me getting on that flight.
Silver lining, eh?
There you go.
I had a good karma, not a good karma experience. I had karma show up in my life today. It was actually pretty funny. My brother and I were working at the job site that my dad's the boss, right?
Yeah.
There's three of us that work for his little landscaping hoop-de-doo. And my dad's the boss and he's never there. Obviously, like, you know how bosses are. They just don't show up, especially on construction sites. And so anyways, I'm calling him. I'm like, where do we put this stuff? Like what, like you didn't give us any instructions whatsoever. So he's like, on the driveway. I'm like, okay. Like, so we start dumping like dirt and bricks on the driveway. It's a huge mess. So he gets there like at 3 o'clock. So right when we're about to leave. And he looks at the driveway. He's like, that's not where I said to put it. And we're like, what do you mean? It's on the driveway. He's like, I didn't mean right there. I meant over here on the driveway. And we're like, okay, like, buddy, like, come on. And so anyway, so he's like a little bit choked, but like, he's like, okay, whatever. We'll just move it after. And so he goes to do the one thing that he came to the job site to do that day. And it was to take a fence post out. And he walks to the fence post and steps on a beehive or on a wasp nest. And gets stung like 15 times in the leg by wasps. And he starts screaming, and my brother and I look at him, and we're just starting laughing. And he's this 50-year-old man running down the street with his shirt going like this, like airing it out. He's got wasps in his shirt. He's getting stung. He throws his hat. My brother and I are standing in the driveway. We're sitting on the tailgate of the truck because we're taking a break. And he's just screaming, and we're like, there you go. That's why you show up to work on time, buddy.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, that's karma for you. But okay, so you guys got to Orlando Wednesday. You had the night probably to yourselves, I'm assuming, to get settled in and stuff.
Not necessarily.
No? Okay, so what'd you do? Like, obviously, tell the people about the hotel room, because the hotel room looked pretty sick. Like, it's a resort, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually the biggest Marriott in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did not know that until we went there. But yeah, we got there. We, for the first time ever in our boys tour career, we had all conjoining rooms. So we had like one big like living room, and then me, Batesy, and Frizz were in one room attached. Loss and Kathy were in the next room, and then attached to that room was Cuddy and Marty. And so it was kind of nice, all the boys just being in one big room makes things a hell of a lot easier.
Well, yeah, then everyone's on the same schedule.
Yeah, and there's a chill spot too, right? Like, we chill in the living room or on the balcony. Like, you don't have to all cram in someone's in one hotel room, and then that room gets trashed. So
yeah, and then Dave gets mad that that room's trashed, even though there was 10 of us in there.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, it's just inevitable, right? But no, it was sweet. When we first got there, like, yeah, we had to do a little bit of filming, but we could chill for a little bit, and it was just nice, and everything, like, Marriott was great to us. They covered everything, and just kind of lived the life for a weekend.
Did you guys so this is kind of a dumb question, but did they say anything about the tattoos?
Oh, dude, it was hilarious. There was a water park there, right? So obviously, you know, being the 24, 25 year olds that we are, you have to go down the water slides.
Yeah, of course.
And what the heck? And then so we're going down, and all these employees are like, is that a Marriott tattoo? we're like, yeah. They're like, is it real? We're like, yep. They're like, why do you have that? We're like, we just love the beds.
Yeah, we love Marriott.
Yeah, we just love Marriott. And, like, people had no idea. Like, it was hilarious. Like, they're just like, what the fuck? Like,
why? Yeah, they would have had no clue what the context was for the tattoos at all. Yeah.
And, like, when you're waiting in line or about to go down a slide, you don't really have time to say, this was our house in college. We're all friends. We got a video. We got a this, that.
Yeah. You don't have time for the 2-minute drill.
Yeah, no. Like, that's just not happening. So it's better to just tell a little white lie while you have it, make a little joke out of it, and carry on.
Yeah. Hey, white lie never hurt anyone.
No, sir.
And then Thursday
was the first full day.
Thursday morning was our first full day. And that started with a 8 a.m. wake up, quick breakfast, onto the golf course.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Golf course was nasty.
Yeah, that was probably when I got the most FOMO, because I just, like, I remember being at school and we'd all go play golf and it would just be so much fun. And the course actually looked really nice.
Oh, yeah. We were saying too, like, the one time where, like, golfing is, like, in our itinerary, Taver's not on it.
Yeah, I know. I was freaking pissed.
But it was sweet. It was a little soggy. Ground was a little soggy, but it's Florida. There's, like, freaking sand everywhere. So,
right.
But really nice condition course.
It was sweet. And I played the front nine of my life. I just have to mention that, because I've mentioned on here before that I shoot 120 in a full round, but in a half round I shot 44 somehow on a nice course too.
Did you get the golf bug then, Marty? Now that you had a good round under your belt, you're kind of like, okay, I could probably get into playing this more often, or are you kind of like, leave it?
No, I wanted to play the back nine, but we were supposed to be filming the back nine because we had a bunch of shots that we wanted to do and, like, videos on us on the course. So we didn't really get to play it, but I was like, let's keep going. I want to shoot under 100, but we never got to it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it's a little tough too. Like, obviously, like, we're there to do a job, so that comes first, but, like, when we get going, we want to play. Things kind of get messed up when you got to start filming. So you're just like, you just takes you out of the mood of playing golf, and you're just like, fuck this.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if you play well in the front nine. Did you, Johnny?
No, I played like Garbo.
Garbo, eh? Not like the NHL golf tournament?
No, I was a little bit on fire there.
Yeah, you were lights out.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Did you guys all get to play together, like as a full group of seven, or did you guys have to split up?
We were just four and three.
Oh, okay.
So they played behind us, but then in the back nine, we stuck together and just, we did like a best ball on a hole for a video that we shot.
Right.
And then we did like a putt off on another hole. And yeah, because there was people up our ass on a few holes on the back nine. So we just like did two videos, skipped five holes, went to 17 and filmed our last bit. There.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of hard when people are pushed. I hate when people are behind you.
I know.
Yeah, well, especially when you're trying to film.
It's sort of unavoidable. It's not bad when you're just playing, but yeah, if you're trying to film and like you're trying to get the perfect shot or like a good enough shot, it's probably taken like two or three takes.
Yeah.
So.
And it gets friggin' hot out there. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was my next question. I saw a couple of the guys went with the not so dark shirts. I think Dave went with a gray shirt or something.
Yeah.
Like, and he looked like he went in the water to look for a couple balls.
It actually looked like he was wearing gray camouflage because there was like just huge patches of different color gray on his shirt from sweating. It was
right. Crazy. Yeah. But so it must have been pretty like humid too, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like if you're going to golf in Florida, I recommend going at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Or go in the fall or the winter.
Yeah. Golf in June and July and August.
Yeah, it's not the ideal time in Florida for golf, but whatever, you guys got through it. What'd you do after golf?
Right to the pool.
Right to the pool for a few hours. And then we had to go to a hidden club, a speakeasy.
Yeah, that looked unreal.
Yeah, where we got to meet like the GM and like the sales team of Marriott, which was pretty cool actually that they knew who we were and whatnot. Right. So
yeah, they were really nice. And then we were just mucking the little finger food buffet that they had in there.
Yeah, Frizz had like five fish sandwiches in there, just chowing down, licking his fingers. Like, oh, sorry, I'm awesome.
Yeah. He's got sauce on his cheek.
So I don't know if a lot of our listeners would know what this is, but mortadella is like basically an Italian deli meat, and Frizz, like, I guess this is like the first time he's ever having it, and he kept saying, he's like, Johnny, I got the last mortadella, dude, you missed it, I got the last mortadella. And I'm like, but he was calling it mortadello too, so he wasn't saying it right. And then I go up, just out of curiosity, I go up and there's like seven more areas of mortadella on this tray and stuff like that, and like, but he's just like mocking his face with it. So I brought him some. He's like, oh, thank you. Like, yeah. Like mocking it and stuff. Like, so it was his first time having it. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, but mortadella is basically whatever's left over from the pig.
Oh, so it's just
like the hot dogs of deli meat.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Like a little hoof, little nose, little ear.
But he was just loving it.
He was loving it. He was happier than a pig in shit on that one.
Yeah, no, seriously. When I went to Fenway in Boston, we went for the baseball game. Jenna, Natalie, and I went, and I was telling Marty that I was like, we had just eaten dinner, but I was like, I got to get a Fenway Frank, like a hot dog at the ballpark. I'm like, that's just something you got to do. And then the guy came around, and they have them on their heads. They're like holding the tin thing on their head with the steamer.
Yeah.
And the guy opened it, and it was just a bunch of like steamed wieners, and like they grab the wiener and put it in the bun for you, and then they hand you a couple of packets of ketchup, and I'm just like, yeah, I can't, I really don't want to eat that right now in the blaze.
Just pig.
Yeah, it was funny too. I was telling Marty when I saw him that the people next to us at Fenway reminded me like to a T, Johnny, of the cast of characters in Good Will Hunting, like his friend group.
Yeah, just a bunch of troublemakers.
Yeah, like they were legitimately, they sounded and acted the same thing. Like the umpire would make a bad call and they'd be like, what the fuck are you, like, are you fucking kidding me? In their Boston accents. And then they'd like there's this one kid in front of us that really wanted to catch a ball. So he would stand in between every play and like wave his glove. And the guy would like kind of be under his breath being like, you really think he's going to throw that ball to you? And he's like, this like 7-year old kid. And I was just sitting there like, oh my God, this is right out of a movie from Boston easily.
Dude, we should do like a Boston trifecta one time, like hit up a Sox game, a Bruins game and a Celtics game.
Oh yeah. That would be
just to get the whole Boston experience with the Boston fans.
Dude, the people there were hilarious. I mean, they're really nice. Don't get me wrong. I mean, some people were, massholes. I think that's what the term they use. But for the most part, everyone was super cool. Jenna and I walked home from Fenway that night, and we were waiting for an Uber on the sidewalk in some random part of downtown. And a lady who hadn't been living in a house was curious enough to come talk to us. And she I didn't know what to do. So I was like sitting there and like, I feel bad. So I don't like say anything. Like I just kind of like let her speak her piece and move on kind of thing, you know? But then she started getting in Jenna's face kind of like close. And I was like, uh-oh, what am I going to do? Like, should we just run away? And this lady had one shoe on and, she like put her foot like super close to me. And like, if you've listened to this podcast before, like I'm not like a big foot person to begin with. And then she looked at Jenna and said, "You think you're so pretty, don't you? You think you're pretty? Well, let me tell you something. You're not. You're just an ugly, dumb bitch." And when she said that, I honestly just started laughing out loud. And Jenna's sitting there like staring at me. Like, I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, what's like, what, like, I can't, like, the best thing we could do is get up and walk away. But at that time, it was like already 2 minutes in. So I was like, let's just stand here and like, she'll leave, like, whatever. Anyway, so she left after. And then Jenna looked at me and she's like, wow, I've never been called ugly like that before. I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, it's all right.
rather than no, don't listen to her, babe. You're like, yeah, no, shake that one off.
Shake it off. So like it was Kendall Jenner calling you, you know, but like in those situations, I actually don't know what to do. Like I just froze.
No, you gotta go with the flow. Like you can't, cause
like, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to be disrespectful. You can't be disrespectful. Like, I'm not going to be disrespectful. Like, this person's obviously going through a tough bout. I mean, like I didn't, like, it was in this part of town where there was no places to go. It was just stand outside. Everything was closed. So it was like, go stand somewhere else or just stand there and, you know, have this experience. And we decided to just see the experience out to its fullest. And then we hopped in the gear and got the hell out of there.
Talk about a Sox game, eh?
Yeah, seriously. We got the full experience from head to toe. Actually, Johnny, when we were at, we ate dinner at Wahlburgers at Fenway, and the brother, I forget his name, Paul, the chef.
Yeah.
He's the one that like runs the restaurants. He was waiting tables at this restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, dude. He was there.
That's sick.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, this guy's worth probably. No, I didn't. He was busy. Like, I didn't want to like go up and fangirl. You know,
sorry. We'll see him another time.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be in town, I'm sure. Anyways, it was fun. We had a good time. And so then, okay, I went on my tangent. Anyways, one more tangent, I guess. Lobster rolls, guys. If you go to the Boston area, you got to stay clear. $36 for a hamburger or a hot dog bun with lobster in it.
Where?
In Boston.
But like, at like everywhere or like?
Everywhere.
Specific joint.
Market price.
Really?
Yep. 36 bones.
Oh. that's like two daiquiris at Disneyland.
It was brutal. I guess I can't complain because you guys were in Disney.
Yeah, dude, that's is it worth it though? Like for the experience, is it worth it?
I don't know. I didn't get one.
Oh, okay then.
He asked what market price was, and they're like, yeah. He's like, no.
I was like,
And it's like this everywhere? Oh, okay.
Yeah, do I get a nugget of gold when it comes to the table?
It literally doesn't even say a price. It just has the M there.
Yeah, market.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, well, what market is this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I get seafood's expensive, but like $36 for a Dempster hot dog bun with lobster in it.
Well, especially when it fucking came from 3 miles down the road.
Yeah, like I would understand if they had to ship it in. Like I could have walked 2 miles or a mile, got in the water, grabbed a lobster from the bottom of the sea, brought it to them and said, okay, I want this in my hot dog bun, please. Yeah.
You were taking the labor charge off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go. I bring my own lobster. I'm just like, just charge me for the bun, please.
Yeah. I'll pull it apart and put it on.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Anyways. So next day, you're talking about the water park. Did you do the water park the next day after?
Oh, yeah. Friday, we got the cabana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when we did all our videos by the pool and stuff like that. And we were buzzing the water side. It was hilarious because it was literally like just us and then like, I don't know, some 10-year-olds.
Like a lot of 10-year-olds.
A whole lot of.
Yeah.
And we were just waiting in line with them. Just a couple big kids with the biggest smiles on their face.
That's like you walk by, like you feel awkward because they're just like staring at you, like with like a clueless look on their face. You're like, having fun? You're like, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, me too. And then pretty fast, eh? Pretty big water slide. They're like, yeah, it's pretty big. You're like, oh, nice. And then
they're scared to go down and they're just bombing down it.
And then Friday night, we went to what I think is the world's best bar.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tell the listeners.
It's called Cowboys in Orlando. And from all of our experience, I'm pretty sure any bar ever called Cowboys is a good time.
Yep.
Okay. This bar, Thursday nights, girls get in and drink free all night. Okay. Friday nights, if your birthday.
Not guys, though?
Not guys on Thursdays.
Is there any other night that's dedicated to the gentleman drinking for free?
But
Saturday beers are $2.50.
Okay, that's good enough. We'll take it.
And Friday night, if your birthday is in August, you and whoever you're with get in free. The birthday boy or birthday girl get 2 free drink vouchers, and everyone in their party gets 1 free drink voucher. And all that has to happen is that your birthday's in August. So Dave's birthday was in August, so
yeah,
we got that. And then you go in there, and there's a huge dance floor, and it's all line dancing. And it doesn't matter if they're playing Pitbull or George Strait, and every song has a line dance, and there's like 15 different dances that all these strangers are in sync and know by heart. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it in my life, but it was so fun.
Yeah, that looked like a good time.
And we were out there just causing havoc, getting in people's way, bugging people. So it was awesome.
Yeah, just the usual.
But they were nice enough to, like, they would, like, see us watching their feet, learning the dance. And then like, in rhythm, they would, like, point at us, like, with their hands, like, signal, like, back, side, right, back, forward. Oh, yeah. So we're just, like, watching their feet, watching their hands, listening to them.
Yeah, and then, like, we'd met, like, as a joke, like, because they're doing this and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, like, do you work at the airport? Like,
hey, it's fun to stay at the.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
How late was it open? Did you guys have a long night there, or did you guys go home pretty early?
We probably stayed till like 1:30.
No, we left at 2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
We left at 2.
That's normal closed
time. I don't know. I wasn't really looking at my watch when I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you wearing one? And then, of course, the way to cap it off is to, you know, after a couple long days on a road trip, the best possible thing you can do to recover is go to the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a treat and a half. We were not really expecting that. Like, that was actually, like, crazy.
Was that your guys' first time being at Disney?
No.
That was mine.
Those Marty's.
Yeah. And were you the only one that's only never been there, Marty?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Batesy's been there before?
Oh, maybe not Batesy either. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was unreal. I was telling them, what did I say again? I was like, I I didn't think it, or it didn't test my patience as much as I thought it would, but they said it wasn't a very busy day.
Yeah.
No,
Because,
not
like,
at all.
yeah, so most lines, like, I mean, they were still like an hour and a half, but wasn't didn't feel like that long. Because a lot of them have those like fun queues where you're like in the building
Yeah.
and you can like look at shit, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, they
And
do it
not that many
well.
screaming kids, so that was good.
Well, I guess school in the States has already started like last week, so you probably got there right at a good time for the park to be a little bit more quiet than the normal summer rush. But every time I go there, I'm just amazed with how like pristine everything is and like how much money must be spent to keep everything like that.
It's insane, eh? And our contact there, she was explaining to us that so they already have all like their Halloween decorations up. They do that really early. And then they said November 1st, all of their Christmas decorations go up overnight. And the crew that does it through all like the Disney parks, it's like thousands and thousands of people that overnight do the this transformation. It's insane what could, and that's just like the I forget their title, like park crew or whatever, like something like that. And that like that's just those employees, never mind the people that do the rides, tickets, all that stuff. Like, the amount of employees that just like Disneyland, is that Disneyland or Disney World down there?
Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World. Like it's actually insane.
I every time I go, I just like the buildings and stuff is like one thing and the details and stuff, but like the gardens that they cut, the flowers, like I'm not a big garden guy myself, but like you can't help but being a little bit impressed.
Imagine being a landscaper there.
Oh yeah, you're probably making a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah, but those are some long nights.
Long nights cutting
Six
the
figures.
bushes. Did you guys try any of the food? Did you guys try any of the food there?
We just kind of got
Yeah.
burgers and stuff for lunch, but we had those Dole swirl things.
Oh, the Dole
Dole
Whip.
Whip.
Dole Whips, yeah.
Those are pretty elite.
Dole Whip was unreal. And then the other boys got the Disney all beef footlong Frank.
Oh yeah, that
The
thing.
chili cheese Frank
Yeah,
was
those look like they
huge.
were a handful.
Hot dogs and beans. It was like a cowboy's dinner. Hot dogs and beans and cheese.
Yeah, then you must have had a big table so the wieners didn't like all touch each other when you're eating, eh?
No, you can't have wieners touch in there.
Oh.
Not at
was
the table.
that was sick. What was your favorite ride, you think?
Probably the Splash one. What was it called?
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
always a good one.
now that I did Tower of Terror, it was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was gonna
But
say.
the build up to it was freaky, and they didn't explain to me that we were in an elevator. I thought we were on a roller coaster
Oh
inside
God,
there.
no.
Yeah, like I thought we were walking into a roller coaster, and then finally Dave's like, "Look, Marty," and I looked up, and because they opened the doors, he's like, "Is that an elevator?" He's
Yeah,
like,
how was
"Yeah,
that?
what'd you think?" I was like, "You guys made it sound like this is a full-on roller coaster in here."
Well, did you ever see the movie as a kid?
No.
It's like you know how Disney Channel used to do like those original movies?
What year did it come out in?
Oh, like 70?
No,
Oh,
like
God, no, then.
no, it came out in like the 2000s.
Well,
Even
wasn't it
worse.
there wasn't it black and white? There was one that was black and white, wasn't there?
No, that's the little clip they make because the ride's based off of that show from the
Oh,
60s, the Twilight
okay, that's what I'm
Zone.
thinking of then. Yeah.
But Disney made a movie because, like, you know how they did like Halloween Town and all those movies?
Right.
So they made a movie based off the ride called Tower of Terror.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, I want to change my answer. My favorite ride was Star Wars.
Was a sick ride.
I've
That
never been on that
was
one.
sick.
It's pretty
It was
new.
literally a 20, like a 25-minute ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and like you're active in the ride, and like there's like live actors and stuff. It's sick.
Yeah, that's always a good one. My favorite one when I go there always, you guys didn't do it. You guys were in line for it and then it got shut down, but Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, frig, man. We were in that line for an hour.
Johnny,
Thank God.
that ride just pumps good vibes into your veins while you go in the studio with Aerosmith and then they're like making it and then they're like, you guys want to come backstage? And then I don't know, have you ever been on it, Johnny?
No, because last time I was at Disney was 13 years ago and that ride was closed.
Oh, okay.
And then 13 years later, I'm back in line and it shuts down as we get to the front. Like, we were probably like 10 minutes away from going on.
That's bogus.
It was a straight kick to the nuts.
So here's the whole premise of it is like it's a rock and roller coaster. So it's about rock and roll. It's based on Aerosmith. And you wait in line. They're pumping Aerosmith tunes, just banger after banger after banger. And then you go into this room where it's like a hologram of them in the recording studio. And they like look up and they see like what is you, a bunch of people standing in the room, and they like talk to you. And then they're like, we're going down to the we're playing at the whatever tonight. You guys want backstage passes? And everyone's like, yeah, like you scream. And then you go around the corner and then there's like the roller coaster where you get on. And you get in the roller coaster and you pull up to the stoplight, and the whole thing is like you're going through LA to get to the concert venue. So there's like signs and stuff. And yeah. So you park at this, and then the light's red, and then eventually it turns green, and they have speakers like right by your ears in the roller coaster seats, and it counts you down and it just blasts you off like 0 to 60 in like 1 second. And you go right into an upside down loop, and then it just blasts Aerosmith tunes in your ear the whole time.
Okay, so next time we're at Disneyland, we're going there immediately.
Yeah, it's electric.
Yeah, it's because I was actually choked when that happened.
I'll wait down below for that one.
No, Marty, you got to come on it.
That was the only one where I was contemplating. All the other ones, I was like, fine, I'll do it.
I was telling Marty. Good.
What?
Sorry, I was saying Marty was telling me he doesn't like upside down loops on roller coasters.
Which yeah,
is, I figured that. You didn't really need to tell me, but have you ever been on the Expedition Everest one, Johnny, in Animal Kingdom?
No.
Okay, so this one
I was probably too short to ride it.
This one is legit insane. Like, you do a normal roller coaster, and halfway through the roller coaster, you come to this dead end where it looks like the track's broken, and you're like, oh my god! So the thing comes to like a halting, screeching stop, and you're like, okay, whatever, it's over. And then they have this like this hologram of this big Yeti character that like screams at you. And then out of nowhere, you think the ride's over. It shoots the roller coaster backwards, upside down. And you start going through the whole thing again backwards.
Oh, yeah. Marty wouldn't have been.
I was telling him, I was like, if you didn't want to go on rock and roller coaster, you definitely wouldn't have gone on that one.
Well, it didn't help either that the night before. This guy shows us a YouTube or a Twitter video of a kid falling off of a drop zone in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all like, holy shit.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
So I don't think, yeah, that's like watching the show Mayday before you go on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Not yet. You're watching it on the plane. not the best choice of movie to have on a plane.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah, it was sick.
Yeah, all around, you guys enjoyed Disney.
Nasty. Nasty.
Yeah. Nasty. Besides the 25,000 steps we took, it was good.
Yeah, they got to have a little bit
of... I think we needed that.
Yeah, true. You guys could have burned off some calories and some drinks there.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it hot that day?
We got poured on.
Yeah, it was very, very humid, and we were leaking, and then it... pissed like these raindrops were like the size of my fist. Like, it was crazy. It was like someone was throwing buckets of water on us hard for about 10-15 minutes, and then it was fine.
Right.
Yeah.
We got soaked.
Okay, well, hey, it happens, you know.
Yeah, and then go back, do it again, right?
Yep. Yeah. that's
about it. But yeah,
so all in all, then you guys what flew out the next morning?
Yeah, me and Marty went to the airport around 4:30, and that was about it. And then slept
all day.
Yep, absolute sheets on Sunday.
Yeah, I slept for 13 hours Sunday to Monday.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I fell asleep at 9 and woke up at 10:30.
Yeah, that's insane.
That is crazy.
Not many people can say they did that.
No. No, that's a big sleep.
How good did you feel though?
Immaculate.
All that matters.
Sometimes I find though, if I oversleep like that, I feel even more tired when I get up.
Yeah, it took me like a pot and a half of coffee to get going, but
yeah,
start that old dirt bike engine, eh?
Yeah, a couple kicks and I'm good to go.
There you go, attaboy.
Okay, next thing to talk about is something we all saw this past week was the Manti Te'o documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
First thing first, that whole Untold series that they have going is pretty good. There's been a bunch of good ones.
I think all of them are unreal.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. My favorite so far is the coal miner's daughter, the girl boxer one.
Dude, that one's insane too. I watched that the other day. We watched it together at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was nails.
Oh my God. Nails. Yeah. To think, and then like the crazy stories that you would never, like I had never heard of that before in my life.
Yeah, she was like the most famous women boxer in the 90s or something.
Yeah, and then she got,
would like know that though, but like, because obviously we weren't even born, but.
But the whole story about her husband like stabbing her and shooting her in the head or something like that, and she survived.
Yeah, and then she just gets up, walks it off.
Yeah, calls the cop.
Yeah, punched him.
Like, that's insane.
Still kicked his ass.
Yeah, seriously. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
But, you know, they did a good job with that. The other good one is Crimes and Penalties with the Danbury Trashers. That one was a big hit in our house.
Yeah, that I think we watched that episode together.
Yeah.
4 or 5 times.
Yeah, we watched like just if we had nothing to do. Yeah, we
just to see our boy T-Bone.
Yeah, we watch it pre-game. All right, boys, this is what we're doing tonight. But yeah, so the
Manti Te'o one was pretty mind-blowing.
Well, the thing is, like, we were old enough to know when that happened. We were old enough to know when that was.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, we didn't know the extent of it.
I don't – do you guys remember seeing that stuff in the news? Like,
yeah, because my family –
I don't remember any of it or know anything of it.
Since I was little and even before that, like my family's been a pretty big Notre Dame football family. So like my dad and my uncles and my cousins, like they've gone down over the years quite a few times to go catch a game and stuff like that. And they're really fun. Like Notre Dame games are sweet. Tailgates are awesome. And it's a sick campus too. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere though. Like, so like off campus, like there's really not a whole lot to do.
Yeah,
but yeah, like so when this came out, like we obviously like heard about it and stuff, and you kind of only like believe like what they're saying on the news. But now that this Untold came out, it was cool because you get to hear his side. Because the big question was like, how do you know your girlfriend isn't real for 3 years? And
yeah,
if you watch it, like I at the end, like I really do feel bad for Manti because like that literally ruined his NFL career. Like, he still played and stuff like that. He just wasn't the same after his mental health was in the gutter. Like, it was a really bad situation. And the worst part was like, I understand the person that did it to him had their own battles that they were kind of fighting. But at the end of the day, it's like they didn't really feel remorse or sympathy towards what they did. Like, they didn't think they did anything bad.
It didn't.
Which was mind-blowing.
I think what I got from it was I can't remember her name, but the part that gave me trouble was like I could tell she felt bad, but like she didn't express to me that it was like she felt bad for what she had done. It was more she felt bad for the situation she created kind of out of the trouble she was going through. So like she didn't really take enough ownership over like basically ruining this guy's career to a certain extent, if you guys know what I mean.
Yeah, no, because he was a projected first round pick, and the way the NFL works is if you go in the first round and you sign, you could get millions of dollars.
Yeah, I think it's like 30 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and the fact that he dropped off to what was it, the second round, I think?
Second round, yeah.
He like literally lost out on tens of millions of dollars.
Well, he only made I looked it up the other day. He only ended up making 10 million in his career.
Yeah, and like okay, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a lot of money, but it's a lot of money to lose as well.
When you compare it to potentially making $20 to $30 million more than that. And like the average NFL career is 1.5 to 2 years.
Right.
Like people have to keep that in mind as well. Like football has one of the shortest average career spans of all sports because you're getting crushed by other guys all the time.
Right.
In games and practices, it's very easy to get injured, especially a position like him. He was a linebacker, and you have to put your body through the absolute ringer for all those years, even before you get up to the NFL. Right. So
yeah,
I felt really bad for him, especially how it affected his mental health and all that. So
the other thing is like the perspective of the internet back in 2000, I think it was 2009 when this was all happening, was like completely different than how the internet is now. Like you don't have nearly as much access to information and, you know, like pictures, and like people are like really engaged online now compared to how they were back then. Like you could portray someone completely different. And like in the documentary, they were saying that catfishing wasn't even like a term back then. Like you wouldn't even have known what catfishing was back then.
Yeah. He had no idea. And like Instagram was barely a thing too.
Right.
So like all this stuff was like done over Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
Facebook.
Like how easy is it to make a fake? Like it's easy to make a fake social media account, but still, like it just crazy.
Just the way that he handled it and everything too. Like he actually handled it better than I would have probably. Like he handled it like such a like a good person. Like he didn't hold remorse over anyone. He just he was just like playing the hand he was dealt, and he just like dealt with it kind of.
Yeah, and the situations he was in, like you're 19, 20, 21 years old, and the whole world is looking at you as like this great football player and stuff. And meanwhile, and you have millions of eyes on you. And even at like the Heisman and stuff like that, that ceremony in the national game or national championship game, whatever, just like knowing all this stuff is going on, like how do you say the truth?
Right.
Yeah. And that's right when his girlfriend came back to life too.
Yeah, like
that was crazy.
And the media back in the day, like back in 2009, was way more, well, I don't know, it can still be ruthless now, but like way more ruthless back then, because there was no, you know, there wasn't as much I don't know how you would say it, but like
political correctness, maybe.
Yeah. Like
they were questioning the sexuality.
Yeah, like the media was getting away with a lot more than they would nowadays. Yeah. And that played a huge role in it. I mean, like if the media wasn't involved, like he probably still gets drafted in the first round, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean the world's changed so much since then, but I mean and for him to come out now and go through the whole story and like the way he talks about it now is like he's really like probably benefiting a lot of people through his story, which is nice.
Oh yeah. That, I think the craziest thing about that whole documentary is how at the exact same time is when Lance Armstrong got busted.
Yeah.
And it took over the land. Like the guy won 7 Tour de France's, was considered the best athlete in the world, got caught for juicing in all of them.
Yeah.
And that took over that.
Yeah, and people didn't know the whole story either.
Like that's insane.
And Tiger Woods scandal was right around 2009 as well. It was right in that mix.
Yeah, what a year for sports, eh?
Seriously, that's insane. But like the way Netflix did it to tell the whole story was well done too.
Yeah. It was. They got everyone involved's perspective except for the girl. They kind of just said what happened to her and her thoughts, but they didn't really get her in the interviews. Was the girl whose identity was used as his girlfriend.
Right. And I can't imagine that she probably wouldn't want to come. I mean, that's another thing. That's a tough spot for her to be in too.
Yeah. All this stuff happened over 3 years. She had no idea.
Yeah. She had no idea that. Yeah. Cause you don't have the access to that much social media where you would probably like nowadays there's people that make fake accounts. It's happened to a couple of the guys in our group. There's been a couple fake accounts made of I don't know whether it's like Facebook or even Tinder or something like that. Yeah. Where it's the pictures of people with different names. Like now people know, and they point it out to you, and then you can get that account removed. But like back in the day, not many people had Twitter. There was no there was Instagram maybe, but like early stages. So it was like super kind of like hidden.
Yeah.
Which makes everything harder too, right?
Yeah. There's a lot getting away with. I think the 2010s was quite the learning curve for young people in social media.
Seriously. Okay. Well, we got some questions we can buzz through quickly.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I missed the
questions. I miss them.
Yeah, let's just see how it goes. We're not gonna set a number on it. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. We're back. We're from vacation.
Here we go.
If you guys could choose any one of the hockey guys' moms to be your mom, but it can't be your own mom, who would you pick and why? Thank you so much. I love you guys.
This could start some turmoil. Should we just pick each other's moms so that way, like, when they listen, they don't get angry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we pick each other's.
Yeah, that's the easy way out.
There you go.
I'll pick Nancy. Jordan will pick Paula, and Johnny, you can pick Tammy.
Sweet.
Just for the thing is, everyone has a great mom. So
everyone does.
Literally.
No, there's no mom like a hockey mom. So
like Laura Kaplan's awesome.
Cuddy's we were saying. Awesome. Batesy's we were mom's saying.
Jackie Friesen, shout out! I know Jackie's listening.
Yeah, Jackie's a beauty.
Jackie is.
We were saying next Disney trip, we should bring, or we need to have a guys trip with our dads and a guys trip with our moms.
Yeah, dude, that would be hilarious.
That would just be so fun.
Yeah, see what the moms are like without their husbands around, and see what the dads are like without their wives around. They just like get away with a lot more stuff. Like they can have a couple drinks after 11 and stuff like that, you know?
mom's trip, we could go to like Napa Valley or something, go on some wine tours and all that. And then dad's trip, we're going to Nashville or Vegas.
Dude, I think the mom's trip should go to Nashville, dad's trip, Vegas, or vice versa. Why, John? Nashville would be so much fun.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I guess. You don't want to go down Broadway?
They would appreciate that. I just don't know. Would our moms be in the country, I guess? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of line dancing.
You know, the moms don't want to just go and sit in a winery and have drinks. They want to go and see, you know, Broadway. And they want to
go on tour like the boys do.
They want to go to Jason Aldean's, and they want to go to bed at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I think honest to God, I think the mom's trip would be, I think they'd be more outgoing than the dads.
I agree.
I think so too.
I think the dads will be like, okay, boys, like I'm tired. Like it's 11:30.
Let's just crush a burger and hit the sheets. Eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Like they'd all wake up. Like if we took them out, they'd all wake up at like 6:45 and like be having coffee downstairs for like 4 hours before we join them.
And yelling at us for getting up at 10.
Yeah. They'd be like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Why are you wasting your day?
Yeah. And then like what else do dads do on vacation that's like annoying?
Nap at 1 p.m.
Yeah, they'll like nap or they'll like they'll argue about like prices of things and like try to get discounts.
Yeah, it's like no, we were invited, it's free.
Or they'll just strike up random conversations with people about stuff that's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, or showing each other YouTube videos like this.
Yeah. See, that's my son back in the day in midget AAA. Okay.
Hey, goof.
Next question. Okay.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great day. If you could only watch one TV show for the rest of your life, what would it be? Hope you have a great day.
You're having a good day, too. Yeah. Also, Amanda, you have a great day.
Yeah, Amanda.
My show for the rest of my life.
Mine's a three-way tie, and I don't know which one I would pick. It's a tie between Friends, Family Guy, and South Park. But we'll get South Park out of there. It's a tie between Friends and Family Guy.
You just like the humor, the stupid humor.
Yeah,
yeah. Those will be tough to live without.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to The Office or like Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yellowstone.
I was going to say The Office, Yellowstone, and I just recently started watching again How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, great show, too.
Yeah, good show. Underrated, kind of.
Do you guys enjoy The Office?
I do.
I do. I enjoy watching The Office.
I've probably seen it like four times over.
I feel like people are either like Friends fans or Office fans.
Yeah.
I'm both. I like both.
I'm more so on the Friends. The Office is just too dry for me.
Who's your favorite Friends character?
Chandler.
Okay.
I've never seen any of them.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No.
Oh.
You should watch it. It's good.
All right, next question.
Hey besties, hope you all are doing well. So happy this pod is back. Missed you all. My question is, how excited are you guys to start this new chapter together and to be able to play again with each other? Cannot wait to see you boys soon. Much love. Oh yeah, hi bestie Jordo.
Shout out at the end, Jordo.
Hi.
Jordo,
bestie. Okay, Jordo. So this is how we're gonna tackle this. We were saving this for the end. But obviously, people have seen the news that we are going to go to camp together in October in Birmingham. We are going to hold off talking about all of that until we are actually there and solidified and comfortable in the area. And that's when we are going to tackle most of the things. I think that's probably the best scenario for everyone. We can give you more insight once we're there. And it allows us to kind of be a little bit more professional and, you know, take it a little bit more seriously and not talk about things before they happen. I think that's the best way we're going to deal with it, eh, boys?
Oh, put perfectly.
Very well said, my friend.
Alrighty. Good question, though. And yes, we are excited to go to camp together. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It'll be great.
All right.
Hey, Goof.
Okay.
Tower, did I tell you that story when you were in Boston?
No. No, you didn't tell me.
Okay. Should we tell it right now, Johnny?
No, we'll tell it after.
Okay. Yeah, that way they got to listen to these next 10 minutes of questions. Okay. This Goof story is hilarious.
Okay, ready? Next question.
If you could relive one day or week from the past, what would you relive and why?
Wow, that's a deep question.
Relive.
One day or week?
One really good week.
Raising the Chicklets Cup.
Spring break was fun. I don't know. That's a tough one.
That is a very tough question.
You could either go like
Samantha added at the end, kind of a thinker.
Yeah, you could go like fun, sentimental, emotional. Like you could go all there. So
yeah.
I really don't know how to answer that one because there's we've all had a good amount of things in our lives that have molded us into who we are. So there's probably too many points to visit.
Yeah.
Wow, you boys are tackling these questions great tonight. That was another good answer, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, great answer.
Calm major, bud.
Yeah, I don't even know. There's so many ways you could go.
Yeah.
Let's all just do a fun one.
I live my life one quarter mile at a time, so I can't even think about going back. I just, you know, I don't live with remorse. I just, you know, I just live free.
Yeah, we've had a question like that before where it's like someone asks us something similar and someone's like, oh, I'd go back to when we won the championship. And then one guy said, oh, I'd go back and like have a conversation with my grandfather. And then it makes the other guy look like an asshole. And then you're
okay. Exactly.
All right. Those are tough to answer.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So that's it.
Any more questions?
Unless we all just go with a fun one.
I mean, we could go with a fun one. Sure. Do it. I would. What would I do differently or relive again? I would. What was the most fun? Like, there's been so many. I don't know.
I would say one of the bus trip to Nashville with Lawson's dad was one of the like the funniest times.
Yeah, Johnny, you should go back and relive that day and then just come on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just get caught in the States during international lockdown.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That was fun.
I'll say spring break this year.
Yeah, that would be one for Marty and I to kind of go back and get on the bus on that one too.
Yeah.
Well, your situation was different. I went home. You guys went to play pro hockey, so it was all different.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Can't have both, can you?
No, you cannot, sir.
I would.
What would you do?
I would. You know what would be fun? I would go back. I would go back to the first day I met both of you, like individual days, and just like relive that, and just remember that day. It would be hilarious.
Yeah. When you walked downstairs and I was just cooking breakfast and I was like, hey,
what's up?
You want an egg? we could split groceries if you want.
Yeah, because that's like, that would be like, that would have been the day where it was most awkward to be around each other, the first ever day. Because like, I feel the days after that, it was just like, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Then we just yucked it up.
Yeah.
I remember the first day I met you, it was on the couch at the Marriott and like Jenna was there and stuff like that. But then like I just came over to say hi to the neighbors, whatever, and meet the guys. And then nothing really happened. But then I got sick with mono, so I wasn't around the boys for a while. And then the day I got better and we were finally able to go out, we had a team party. We had bar golf. And this guy fucking just storms in my room. He goes, "Can you drink?" I'm like, "No, I can't. My liver's still recovering from mono." He's like, "It's all right. You're my caddy. We're going to the store. We're getting you a paint suit for my caddy." Okay.
It was a freaking painting suit. It was like a white bib.
And it was McTavish with a dollar sign on the back.
Yeah. That was so much fun.
Dude, I'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any nights? I remember a night where I was so mad at Johnny because I think I picked you two up from somewhere. And then, it was one night where you guys went out and I couldn't go out for some reason. I picked you guys up late.
It was on a bender. It was bender week my second year.
Was it?
Yeah. I know remember exactly what you're talking about.
And I was so mad at Johnny because he was just being so annoying in the car. What happened?
Because you wanted to pick us up at one time, and I was like, "No, we're staying." I was like, "Get us later."
Yeah, exactly. No,
and I told him, I was like, "You're just dropping us off at like we're coming home."
Yeah,
and then we get in the car, and Johnny and Meaty's like, "No, after party, let's go and bring us."
He's like going to the after party, and it's not like it was even out of my way on the way home. It was like a minute out of my way, but he was just
the principal.
And then he was trying to convince me to come, and it was already like 3 a.m. or whatever time it was, and he was being annoying. And then he got out of the car and he had no shirt on walking around, and I was like, "You should just come home with me, man. Like, what's gonna make your night even better for him right now?" And he's just like, "Just go home. I'll see you tomorrow."
And on the way home, I think I asked you to stop at the gas station so I could get a sandwich. You're like, "Absolutely not." I'm like, "You're fucking kidding me."
Yeah I wanted to pound your head in.
That was hilarious.
All right, let's get one more question.
Okay.
So yeah, we could relive that night together.
Just want to say, love the podcast and love the new merch. My question is, if you could star in any movie, what would it be and why? Hope you guys are having a good day. Bye.
Star in any movie?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
You have to answer the why part.
Why?
Yeah, it said what movie and why.
Because then I would hope to spark an off-screen romance and date Margot Robbie after.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
Totally fair.
Yeah, we'll allow it. We gotta put some boundaries here. Are we like acting in the movie, or is our life like based on the movie?
You're acting. Like, I'm replacing Leo in the movie.
Yeah, but like, would that even be fun? Like, you have to work for like 2 years to do that, you know? Like, would you rather be Leo DiCaprio filming The Wolf of Wall Street, or would you rather be like whatever the guy's name is who is The Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to be him because, like, that was a little too much for me. I don't think my body can handle that, but filming, 100%.
Okay, so we're going filming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You guys got a...
I might go, like, Gordon Bombay and Mighty Ducks. because I want... to coach kids hockey to a championship
and be a lawyer.
Yeah, I want to be a lawyer who's sentenced to community service.
No. Any suggestions for me? I don't watch enough movies.
Marty, you can
actually no, I can change mine. I'm gonna be Alan from The Hangover.
There it is.
Yeah,
attaboy.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Marty, you can be.
You could be like,
it's okay.
You could be the little kid in Stuart Little.
You could be Ben Affleck in The Town.
Yeah,
that'd be
that's good gangster.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, or you could be Matt Damon in Martian, and you have to film on Mars, which would be kind of sick.
Yeah, I get to go to Mars.
Yeah, then you get a free trip to Mars for a bit. Yeah.
But you only have to. You can only eat potatoes for like 4 months.
Yeah, that would get a little. Chill. Probably no sour cream either.
I like potatoes. Just
one dry potato.
Yeah.
You would have to. Yeah. You'd have to like make like a sour cream tree if you're gonna.
Marty's dying to tell me this story.
It's not. I don't know why it's so funny. Just because obviously you know Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph
Page. Like Johnny's dad. Yeah, Johnny's dad. And Johnny was telling us when he was a little kid, Ralpho would talk to Goof like they were like, be like, hey, Goof, come on, come take a picture with my boy.
No, it's
like Goofy, like Disney like, character.
You know how like, you know how you can take pictures with like obviously like mascots there and stuff.
Yeah.
But like obviously like we were like really little and like a little intimidated to go up, right? And
yeah,
and but you get excited when you see him, and we weren't even like in line. He just kind of saw him from afar, and he just goes, "Hey, Goof!" I don't know why. At the time, it was just funny. We didn't even see Goofy at Disney.
Yeah, no. So all day we were doing like the Ralph accent. We'd be like, "Hey, Goof, come on, come take one little pic with my boy."
Yeah, so apparently my dad and Marty's impersonation. My dad's from New York City.
Yeah, in the 60s.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, though.
But hey, no, because Frizz wanted a picture with Goof.
Oh, of course he did.
Dude, we didn't even see him. We barely saw Mickey.
Why the hell would Frizz want a picture with a Disney? He butts the line of kids.
Because Frizz is Goofy.
Yeah, true.
He's Goof.
He's Goof. All right. That concludes the episode. Hopefully you enjoyed the redemption tour.
Yeah, hey, wait, before we end it, a couple clicks, return to the lineup.
Yeah, back in action.
Boys are back.
So yeah, we're gonna keep this train rolling. We're gonna come out with a couple interviews in the next few weeks, hopefully. And you know, podcast. I'm gonna start saying this is season two of the No Bad Days podcast. I'm officially claiming this to start of season two.
I like
that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, everyone. Cheers. Make sure to download, like, comment, subscribe.
And have a good one.
And just have a generally good day.
Yeah. Just enjoy it.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.